Well, so far, South Sudan has banned the use of plastic through local orders on very many occasions over the years, and all these orders have not been implemented. And so right now we want to have a discussion around this, as there are some young people who have a project around pollution. And so we have our guests who have joined us now. Makur Majeng, he's a project lead of this project that is going to tell us about. It's about cleaning up the River Nile, you know. And so, yes, Makur here is leading the project. He's the coordinator. He does also mobilization and awareness campaigns. Makur, you're very welcome to Radio Miraya.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kiden.
Thank you so much. And, of course, we also have with us Alwet Garang, an environmental educator. You're also welcome to Radio Miraya, especially Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All right. Whatever you're getting us, we're moving on to our conversation henceforth.
Yes. Starting with you, Makur, could you briefly tell us what inspired you? What happened that led you to have an interest in leading a project on keeping the environment, and not just the environment, specifically the River Nile, to clean it up and remove all the plastic bottles?
All right, thank you. The Nile is the lifeline of South Sudan, is providing drinking water, food, mm-hmm. and livelihoods to many communities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, plastic pollution is threatening the very river that sustains us. Seeing the plastic waste growing in the river and understanding the long-term health and environmental effects, I felt it was urgent to take action and mobilize others to protect the critical resource.
Okay. And so this project is called Save the Nile Project. Alwet Garang, how did you become part of this?
Well, thank you. So becoming part of this was a fact that I'm also doing environmental sciences, and Makur thought I could be a valuable asset to his project. So he told me that, since you're doing environmental sciences, you can be part of this project because at least you have knowledge about plastic waste and waste management. Yeah.
Makur, are you also into environment? Are you studying environment?
No, I'm studying computer science.
How is this linked to environment? You tell us.
All right. As I was doing my extensive last year, there is an online extensive that I was doing with the National Geographic Society and the Nature Conservancy. It was on community conservation and data visualization and mapping. So in this community mapping, we have to do a research after you have been taught for 3 months. So I did a research on plastic waste and found that plastic waste is destroying the Nile River. So I came up with this plan of, they told us to apply for seed funding. When I applied for seed funding, I was successful, given the seed fund to implement the project. That's how I came into environmental protection.
Mm. So tell us now, what have you done? What have you done, in terms of cleaning the Nile, ensuring the conservation of the environment?
Currently, we are still on the early stages. What we are doing now is that we have contacted some three high school, that we need to integrate environmental education into their daily life by having debate competitions and on environmental issues. And also, after some time, we will establish eco clubs in the school to sustain the protection of the environment.
Tell us a little bit more about these eco clubs. What will they look like? How will they function? What will be the structure for the eco clubs in the schools?
Right, for the eco clubs, it will be like in a school which I established, which have all the activities like debates and some other extracurricular activities. Eco club will act as the main part at the core function to protect the environment. They will mobilize cleanup around their compound, and also they will be able to make sure that anything related to environment, they will be concerned. And also in debate topics. They should have to come up with the topics that are related to environmental issues in order to strengthen the knowledge of the learners.
Yeah, all right. Let me get you back to the seed fund. You said you applied and you became a successful person in that line. I mean, when was that? When are you implementing the project? I mean, by the way, how worth is the project?
Come again?
I mean, when was that? When you succeeded in securing the seed fund to implement the environmental conservation? And I mean, what was worth in terms of the amount to implement this project?
All right. The extension was last year from September to November 2024. So that 3 months, it was for training, online, remote training.
Mm-hmm.
So after the training, we were now asked to apply for seed funding in December. So between December and January, that was the time they processed the applications. In January, they contacted me that they, in December, they contacted me that we have now won the seed fund project. Yeah, that was the time. It was December. So we are supposed to start at in January, but due to some other factors like partnership and all these issues, we still didn't make it.
Okay. All right. And now I want to look at the Save the Nile project specifically tied to the river. What are those activities you have planned?
All right. The activities that we have planned are riverbank cleanup. That's one. And riverbank cleanup by mobilizing communities and youth to volunteer by collecting plastic waste along the Nile. That is one of the activities. Another activity is awareness campaign through the radio talk show, like what we are doing now, and social media. And another activity is advocating for waste management policies. Like we need to advocate for local authorities to have some, maybe they can even ban plastic, use of single-use plastic. Yeah. This.
Okay. Albert.
Yes.
What do you have to say now about the state of South Sudan in terms of plastic pollution?
Well, we say that someone may ask, why does waste management really matter? You know, the biosphere itself depends on only three systems, and that is the soil, water, and air. And then when we talk of waste management, these three systems are affected by waste pollution. So we say that. In the recent research, we say waste contributes 90% of the environmental damages. And of course, we are going to talk on the context of plastic waste, because this is where we are focusing based on the project. So we say that most plastics are made of petrochemicals.
Mm.
And then these petrochemicals, when they are combusted, like the plastic, when they are combusted, they emit carbon, which is a greenhouse gas, and it affects the atmosphere, leading to a global warming, which in turn can be can advance to other climatic changes, like what we are experiencing right now in Juba, the heat waves and maybe the floods in other parts. These are all climatic changes, and of course, plastic waste is also contributing to be part of it. We also say that plastic concentration in the soil, because I say that the biosphere is only benefiting on three, is how to say it?
The systems.
All of the three systems, that is the soil, water, and then the air. So on the side of soil, when these plastics concentrate in the soil, they destroy the soil structure, making it hard for the soil to be fertile, destroys soil fertility. So, and in this, it becomes very hard for people who depend on agriculture in most places. And then we also say that microplastics, for instance, we talk of Nile as the lifeline of South Sudan, and we see that 100% of South Sudanese depend on the Nile for water, and this water is also used for drinking. And then we have microplastics, okay? So these microplastics may end up in our internal organs when we drink water that is from the Nile. And we all know that plastics are non-biodegradable. They cannot be. They don't decompose in the environment. And this really becomes so hard and affects the health of aquatic and also human, leading to other environmental challenges like the climate changes. Yeah. And then on the terms of aquatic life, plastic is really very dangerous, because it can stop them from moving, and then this may lead them to die due to starvation. And once they die, they contaminate the water that we drink, and then in turn become a health effect to people in the communities, giving waterborne diseases like diarrhea, cholera, and others.
Yes. Now, talking about this conversion, you talked about the plastic bottles on top of the waters in the river. And before they move there, I believe there is where they come from. I mean, in this your campaign, how are you going to ensure this conservation? Going down to collect the bottles or the plastic bags from the river? Or are there mechanisms you're going to introduce to ensure that people actually deposit or put these plastic bottles or waste in to prevent them from moving over into the rivers?
Okay. Well, when we talk of waste management, there are ways that we can... We have sustainable solutions for waste management, and these sustainable solutions lie on the 3 R's. And these 3 R's, one of them is reduce. By talking of reducing plastic waste is eliminating or minimizing the usage of plastic materials. And I know it can be hard in South Sudan because most of the things are being processed with plastics and all this. But then we can say no to single-use plastics.
What are single-use plastics?
Okay, for example, we have the takeaways, like the food packaging, the takeaways. And then also have cups that are made of plastics. You know, it's only single-use, like can be used once and then thrown away, cannot be reused. Mm-hmm. So we have to say no to such kind of plastics because they increase the pollution in the environment.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also have to replace plastics. If at all this can happen, we can go back to our normal ways whereby we use we weave baskets instead of using plastic bags so that they can be reusable. You know, back then in the days we used to carry weaved baskets that are made from papyrus and reeds. Mm. So if we try to bring back this, it can really help because by doing this we are reducing plastic pollution. And then we also talk of the second R, which is reuse. By reusing, we repurpose. For example, the jerrycans. You know, jerrycans, they are used for bringing oil. But then when oil is done, we use them for carrying water. That is repurposing them, maybe for the same function or maybe fulfilling a different function. So we say that for us to reduce plastic waste, we can use the mechanism of reusing plastic materials. And we also have upcycling whereby we can use the creativity. For instance, the tires of cars, we can use them for planting. Even the bottles themselves, these bottles of water, the most commonly used, the reuse of plastic bottles in South Sudan, mostly what I see is refilling them with water, local water or juice. But at some point, there's also another way that we can reuse them. We can maybe craft them, we cut them, and then we design them to be for keeping pens or maybe pencils. Just using art, you know? Yeah, and then for the plastic, for the tires, I said, you can use them for planting, you paint them, they look really very beautiful. And by doing this, we are reducing plastic. Another way of also reducing or reusing plastics is eco-friendly constructions. For instance, we can collect all these bottles and then we fill them with soil. We can use them for construction of walls and buildings instead of using bricks. This does not only solve the environmental problem, but also reduces too much use of money. Because when you go and buy bricks, it's going to cost you much than going to collect bottles and filling them with sand and then, you know, use them for building houses and other things.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you really can convince the public so much into.
I'm already thinking about constructing this. Something with plastic bottles, Kalas.
Yeah, it sounds very amazing. It sounds very amazing. I mean, what timeline do we have to ensure that this is going to be realized so that the public will not want to see again plastic bottles on top of water, plastic sheets, and all that? Makur.
All right, thank you. For that one, it will be very hard for us to estimate the time now that people realize, because it requires effort from all of us. Like anyone, even you can save the Nile by just not dumping the bottle along the road. And in Juba, yeah, now mostly people, you can go and buy plastic bottle, like you want to drink water. Then you go in your car, you drive. Then from Konyikonya to Gudele, you'll just throw it in custom. And from there, when it rains, flood will take it to the river. And that is contributing to environmental problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it will take all of us, any action, whether small or big, it will take all of us to save the Nile.
Okay.
So the time is not.
Yeah. Just before you walked into the studio, we were having a conversation with Lucy also here, when you move from one area to another, from one market to another, you rarely find dustbins. You rarely find where people actually can deposit this waste. I mean, like, you buy yourself a bottle of water. You are done drinking your water. You should be able to drop it in a dustbin, a nearby dustbin. But you don't see it around. So, I mean, how do you expect people to observe the environment here, to conserve the environment?
Yeah, for that case, that one has been really affecting. Even me, myself, now when I want to buy... When I go to the shop and buy water, what I just do now, because I don't know there are no bins around, I just drink water there, then I leave it to that guy who is working there.
Yeah. Yes. You don't walk out.
Yeah,
water
I don't
seller.
Walk, yeah, I leave it to him for him to reuse it or do what it will be his own. So that's what I do. And for that matter now, that's what we should work with the government now to install this waste dustbin alongside the roads and main places where people gather. Hmm. And that one will reduce the dumping of plastic bottles.
All right. Thank you very much. And now, as we're concluding this discussion, I want to ask you to share or just advise the public on what exactly is proper waste management when it comes to plastic bottles.
Okay. You know, for us to sustain this... Mm. We at least have to, it's a collective responsibility for all of us. It does not only lie, I know many people keep on blaming the government, blaming organizations, but all these changes start with us, because it's not the government or the organizations that dispose waste alone, it's everybody. So for us to improve on these implementations, we have to at least work hand in hand together with schools, communities, organizations, because each one of us is having a role to play. Yeah, when you talk of the side of schools, as Makur said before, we at least have to form eco clubs whereby we can be educating them. We educate young people, and then they can also go ahead to educate others. And then we also have to introduce environmental education in the curriculum of South Sudan, because by doing so, it's going to help young people grow up with the knowledge of environmental problems and how they can be able to solve them. Yeah. So we also have to establish waste separation bins, as Makur said before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, waste is not only one. When we talk of waste, there are different types of waste. We have the solid waste. We have the plastic waste, which is also solid. We have industrial. We have... medical waste. So all these waste are having different ways of reusing them, or maybe managing them. We have different ways of managing all this waste. So the government has to maybe impose some policies, or maybe come up with bins that are used for separating them. Right now, when you go along the roadside, you can find plastic waste is mixed with
syringes,
with solid, with organic.
Yes.
And you know, these organic waste are also very dangerous when it comes to climate changes, because once they stay for long, they can emit nitrogen oxide, which is also a greenhouse gas.
Mm.
So we have to at least have bins for separating this, so that we can be able to reuse them. And then we also have to at least create points for recycling. You know, right now what we have in South Sudan most of the time is the metal recycling, whereby these young boys can collect metals and they take them to certain points, and then there are organizations or companies that come and collect them. They take them to where they can be recycled again. Yeah, so we also have to come up with the plastic recycling points. We can be collecting all this garbage, and then we post them there. They can then be recycled again.
All right. Yes, Makur, maybe in addition to that, what do you think would be the best waste management practice, and what should people exactly do to ensure environment is conserved?
All right, people can reduce their plastic usage by avoiding single-use plastic, like those bottles, bags, and straws. You know, and also they can reduce this by ensuring that they should have a disposal site that should be installed for after using the bottle, you dispose up, then the government will come later and take that one there. And also, people should educate others about dangers of plastic pollution and advocating for better waste management policies, which are also essential in fight against plastic pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And in this matter, local authorities play a critical role by implementing and enforcing waste management policies, such as recycling programs and regulations that limit plastic production. They can limit or they can reduce the use of single-use plastic.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Makur. Thank you, Alouette, as well, for joining us this morning on the Miraya Breakfast Show.